You're listening to the 2011 SCAC Men's Soccer Media Day. Today I'm joined by senior forward Will Wooster of Rhodes College. And Will, first of all, thanks for joining us today.
Yeah, no problem.
Will, you head into your senior year after a junior year in which the Lynx posted an 8-7-4 record, 5-5-1 in conference play. You guys closed the year out so strong with a 4-1-1 record over those last six games. Talk about what your team learned over the course of last year.
Yeah, when we started out at the beginning of the year, we really, really struggled. We had our starting forward get injured, and he was a senior, a leader on the team. He broke his arm, and that was pretty hard for us. And so we really struggled scoring goals. But as the season progressed, you know, we had guys step up. And really towards the end of the year, we had some young guys step in and really contribute for us and really, really help us close out with that really strong 4-1-1 record.
You know, Will, as I mentioned, senior year, you head into your final preseason. Do you feel any sense of urgency as this year gets underway? And how have you taken it upon yourself to be a leader on the soccer team?
I mean, yeah, as a captain, you know, I feel like I'm responsible for, more personally responsible for the success of this team this year. But really, I'm just excited. Like, we've got 10 freshmen coming in this year, and I think several of them are going to be able to contribute right away. And just young guys have come in just even more excited than they were last year. I'm just really excited about my last year.
Well, you know, you mentioned it already a little bit in terms of offensive, some struggles last year, 24 goals in 19 games. How do you try and be more consistent up front in the offensive attacking third of the field this year?
Yeah, it's going to be tough. But I really think, just like I said, a couple of young guys are going to come in and really contribute right away. We have a kid who transferred here, who's a sophomore, who's coming in, who just through three games this year, the preseason, has already scored four goals. And we have to play simple. You know, we have to trust everybody. And I think this team, like last year, when we had kind of one guy who I told you was a senior last year, he got hurt. And when he went out, everyone just kind of, it took us a while to kind of get used to playing without one specific goal scorer. And so when we all kind of figured out how we could feed off each other and get everybody involved, I think we started playing a lot better and started creating more chances. So I think it's going to be, you know, spread around a little bit more, but I think it's going to be good, and I think we're going to really mesh well.
As preseason unfolded, Will, what's been the biggest surprise you've noticed from your team this far?
We've actually all come in, you could tell how hard everybody worked this summer. You know, every year we come in and there's at least, you know, some guys that it didn't seem like they really devoted their whole summer to coming in ready to play. But I think it's, you know, we knew that there was going to be a good group of freshmen coming in, and all the upperclassmen felt like they had to be ready to play or our spot was going to get taken. So everybody came in, we're as fit as a team that I've seen since I've been here in 4 years. So I'm really excited about it.
Again, you're listening to 2011 SCAC Men's Soccer Media Day. Sam joined by senior forward Will Wooster of Rhodes College. And Will, one of the exciting things as we look forward to the 2011 soccer season in the SCAC is the return of the SCAC tournament at the end of the year for the first time since 1992. The top six teams in the conference will meet in Birmingham to battle it out in a single elimination, winner-take-all NCAA tournament and SCAC title. Just talk about the excitement of the SCAC tournament and the possibility of being one of those top six teams and meeting in Birmingham at the end of the season.
Yeah, I really can't describe how excited I am about that. Obviously, you know, the conference has been dominated by Trinity, you know, pretty much over the past decade. But just knowing that if you can get in that top six, we finished fifth last year, so, you know, DePaul is gone. So just with the opportunity to be in that top six and be able to play one game with a chance to go to the tournament, you know, anything can happen. And I can't really describe how excited I am about it. It changes everything for my senior year. And I'm just ecstatic that it's back.
You've had a special opportunity, Will, to play for head coach Andy Marcinko in his 21st year as a head coach at Rhodes, over 200 victories. Just talk about you know, what it's been like playing for Coach Marcinko over the past 3 years of your college career.
Yeah, it's really been great. I mean, when I came in, we were obviously, the team was, when I was a freshman, the team was towards the bottom of the conference. We came in and we were just really struggling, just as completely as a team, as a mindset. We were really struggling, but just in these 3 years since I've been around, we've been able to turn this program around, and I've really gotten a chance to get close with Marcinko, and he's just taught me a ton not just about soccer, but, you know, just off the field stuff. And when we went to Germany a couple summers ago, we really got, the whole team got a chance to get pretty close with Marcinko. It's just been a blast playing for him.
Last year as a junior, Will, you posted a goal and two assists. What have you done through the offseason and this summer to get better as a soccer player heading into your senior year?
Yeah, when our senior forward from last year went down, I've never really played forward before, was kind of slotted in there to just try to figure, you know, try to have someone step into that role and facilitate some stuff. And we moved to a 4-5-1 and really started playing kind of more defensive soccer. But over the summer, everything that I've done is just try to focus on technical finishing. That's everything that I've tried to do, just try to be technically more sound, especially around that box. Like, we just, as a team, that's where we're going to need to really, really succeed around the box to be able to score goals and finish this year. So that's pretty much what I spent all summer doing.
As you look forward to your senior year, well, what are some of the goals you have for this 2011 Lynx soccer team?
I mean, the main goal is just getting that tournament. I mean, once we get in that tournament, we just figure one game, anything could happen. That's where we want to be. And I couldn't think of any other more perfect way to get to that tournament as a senior and get the chance to go to the tournament.
And finally, Will, the 2011 Rhodesman soccer team will be a success if what happens?
Wow. As far as I'm concerned, I mean, I think the sky's the limit for this team. These freshmen that have come in, I'm really excited about. And I think, it's going to be a success. I think it would be a success if we get to that tournament. Just finishing the top six would be a success personally for me as a senior, just to have that opportunity to play for the tournament before we get to that tournament. For me personally, the success would be getting to the NCAA tournament.
A native of Perry Village, Kansas, senior forward Will Worster of Rhodes College. Again, the Lynx open up their 2011 campaign September 3rd at home against Maryville College. Will, thanks again so much for your time and best of luck as you move forward through your senior year.
Yeah, thank you very much for having me.